Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the Acura TL with Bluetooth phone connectivity. Learn more at Acura.com.
Complaints of the Digitally Privileged. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon.
Lousy DVR can only record one show at a time. How am I supposed to record Heroes and Two and a Half Men?
That's one of the complaints you'll find on a humorous blog called White Whine. A banner on the blog describes it as containing a new white person complaint every day of the week, but mostly it's poking fun at affluence, people who are privileged but occasionally lacking in perspective as they gripe about the imperfections of their iPhones and imported mineral water. Technology is the focus of many of the daily whines, which are submitted by readers.
The digital photo frame is nice and all, but it shuffles through the pictures much too quickly.
White Whine is maintained by Streeter Seidel, front page editor of the comedy website collegehumor.com, who says there's no grand message behind the site.
It's all in good fun. If there's some subtext to everything, I'm unaware of it. it's just poking fun at my own segment of the population, I guess.
A lot of it is technology-based complaints, like this one. Ugh, Wired Magazine's so-called live blog of Macworld isn't updating nearly fast enough.
Someone in my office said that during Macworld. I mean, they probably worded it a little differently, but that was the gist. Like, you can't really call it a live blog if it's not going to update, every couple seconds. This is ridiculous.
Or there's, honestly, the wireless in this airport is so slow, even in the first class lounge.
Yeah, it's those little, I think that was a submission. It's those little add-ons, like first class lounge, that really make me laugh.
There's one on here that I swear I was complaining about this the day before I saw it. And it is, why does all of the spam that gets filtered out of my Outlook inbox still get pushed to my BlackBerry? I must get like 5 a day.
I think that's from John Feldman. And he works with me. Yeah, that's a real complaint.
And I was making that complaint like the day before. And now all of a sudden I'm really self-conscious about what I'm saying and what I'm complaining about.
Yeah, it'll do that to you. I've noticed myself doing the same exact thing, being like, oh wow, I should just put this on the site. Why am I even saying it? I sound ridiculous.
Such terrible problems we have.
I know. Life is tough, huh?
That's Streeter Seidel, who maintains the White Whine weblog. In technology news, the Swedish government plans this week to charge the people running Pirate Bay with being accessories and breaking copyright law. Pirate Bay is one of the world's most visited websites. It helps users share copyrighted music and film files. The Motion Picture Association of America and the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry are among those who have called for action to shut down the site. Online retailer Amazon.com says it will begin an international rollout this year of its digital music store that offers songs without copy protection, known as digital rights management. Amazon says it's the only retailer to offer DRM-free MP3s from all 4 music labels, as well as thousands of independent labels. Amazon MP3 launched in September 2007. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.